Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving Christian patriots. We are broadcasting from the heart of the American Redoubt. This is the Morning Commute. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Mm-hmm. And we are fired up.
Oh, this is, well, in a good way, because This has been the most outstanding week for our side. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's about time, isn't it?
Yes. It's like a buildup, and everything all happened this week. You know, as far as laying the groundwork, the foundation for everything that is to come afterwards.
Yeah, it's like the beginning of the pendulum swinging back the other way.
Yep.
Not culturally. I mean, the overwhelming majority of Americans never wanted any of this last 2.5 year clown show.
Right.
But politically, for the people in positions of power, it looks like it could be swinging back the other way.
Yep.
And so we're very excited about that. And this long awaited, long overdue, this should have been done a year ago. But the Durham report, which is, you know, was just released this week. That's what we've been talking about this week because, well, like we said, elections matter, and there are deep state, globalist-minded, godless, I mean, anti-Christian people, anti-American people in key positions of power. Some of them are elected. Some of them are bureaucrats.
Right.
Unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats. Well, the time for holding all of these people accountable might actually be here.
I know. Hooray.
Yes.
You know, this is what we've been praying for, like we've been saying all week, like, wow, that's an answer to prayer, and wow, so is that.
You know,
and it's...
Well, I was going to say that what we've been questioning lately is who's going to prosecute all these people, because all your... The Department of Justice is completely corrupt. So it's right. It's like you turn in, you know, you file a criminal complaint, and they go, that's nice, we'll get to it after lunch, you know, and then...
In 2050.
Yeah, in 2050. But there's a strategy here, and that's what Senator Ron...
Johnson
addressed. And, you know, this is... I love it. I mean, this is where it needs to go. So yes. We'll talk about that in segment two.
Yep. We've got multiple clips to share with you today because,
yes,
like we're saying, this is the wrap up to a phenomenal week. And it's the week that Marjorie Taylor Greene has titled Impeachment Week. And so
yes,
that's just awesome. But yeah, let's get to the word of the day so that we're not robbing the good news. The very best news. I mean, it's not even just the gospel of the good news. It is at this time in our history, this is great news.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. So the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 30, which read, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified." And that's it.
Wow.
But
there's a lot in that.
That's amazing. Yeah. because like you and I we've kind of philosophized over the past 3 years that we've been doing this show. We've brought up the topic quite a bit about like fodder people, you know, people that,
right,
that, you know, the Isaiah statement that God makes where he says that he paid for the Jews with the Egyptian soldiers.
And he was always going to.
Right.
This wasn't a spontaneous thing where it follows God's pattern of bloodshed being required for redemption.
Right.
And so to redeem his people, it required bloodshed. And it was because the hardness of the heart of Pharaoh, and of course, you know, God hardened his heart.
Right.
And so this is really something, this is really deep, more deep than, you know, a morning commute radio show, but where, like you said, they were destined to be fodder. The Egyptians were born for the purpose of their lives being used as
a payment.
As a payment for the Jews to become free.
Yep, that's right.
And that he, you know, he chooses us, predestines us. God loves those who are called according to his purpose.
Right. And so, you know, listen.
Pretty amazing.
This is, the Bible notes on this are especially insightful and valuable. And listen here, it says, even in hardship and suffering, even in bitter disappointments, even when wrongly treated, Christians can know that God will work amidst such situations to fulfill his good purpose in his children. The situation may or may not be directly changed by God, but even if situations stay difficult, God guarantees ultimate good results, including maturation of character to those who are the called. And then it describes that the conjunction for in verses 29 and 30 introduces the reason for the assurance of verse 28, where Paul looks to eternity past and sees that God's purpose for his people has only been good.
Yeah.
He foreknew and predestined believers to be like Christ. Then he looks to the recent past and sees that God called and justified his people. Finally, Paul looks to the distant future and finds that God's plan is to glorify, that is, to give a resurrection body to all who have been justified. And glorified is used as a prophetic perfect, speaking of a future event as if it were already done, because it is certain that God will do it. But if in eternity past, if in the recent past, and if in the distant future, all of God's purposes for his people have only been good, then Paul concludes that his purpose at the present time, even in hardship, must also be only good for his people. And so where it says that he foreknew, and not just that God knew that we would exist or knew some fact about us, because it's people whom God foreknew. Mm-hmm. It may be paraphrased, those whom God thought of in a personal saving relationship, and then predestined, referring to planned that they would ultimately be like Christ and then conform to the image of his son. These two verses outline a sequence of events and indicate that everyone who has begun the sequence will complete it.
Wow.
And so that's very impressive. That,
and that's encouraging too.
It is. He foreknew it. He foreknew it. He predestined it. And we are to be conformed to the image of his son.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
You know, and he doesn't, it's his will that none are lost.
Right.
You know, so this is kind of a thing that's always been kind of baffling, where I have to really think about it deeply, you know.
Right.
Where those are, you know, predestined and called by him for his purposes, and he loves those.
Yeah.
And then there's those that seem to be like their whole purpose in life was to be fodder.
Right.
And does God want them to be lost? No, he doesn't. But he also, he's sovereign. He knows who is going to choose what side.
And right. See, that's where, I mean, if you leave choice in the equation, which he has to do that in order to produce children who actually choose him and right. choose to love him. And so you cannot remove that from the equation at all if you want any kind of true a fellowship, you know.
Yeah, and he can also predestine somebody, but they don't live up to their destiny. He's called people who did not respond to the call,
right? And you know, yeah, because that's where he's leaving it up to their choice.
There's the free choice, right? Yep. And interesting. And plus, you know, something else that just came to mind, when Christ was dead for 3 days before he resurrected, you know, he went to hell and ministered in hell. So how many of those Egyptian soldiers had the opportunity to accept him at that time? They didn't even know about him before that.
Right, right, exactly.
You know, so humanly, they were sacrificed for something, but their souls could have been redeemed at that moment.
Right, or were they just being held in Sheol? You know, the kind of the temporary spot for people to be held until till the time came where he was there and had been resurrected.
Right.
And so, you know, that's always kind of the question there too, was, were they just being held there and actually not in hell at that point? You know, they're reserved in Sheol.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. But either on one side of the chasm or the other, in Abraham's bosom and in kind of a paradise, or in Sheol.
Right.
Where you're not a follower of God and is miserable, but not hell.
Right.
That's to come.
Yeah.
Or that's actually here now.
Right.
After Christ. So yeah, very interesting and cool study.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a mind bender, since we are not privy to being able to see the whole future. You know what I mean?
Right. And his ways are higher than our ways, and we can't even fathom, you know, his
the whole thing
that's going on.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, well, make sure you're on the right side of the fence.
Yeah, that's
pursue
make sure you're
him.
Doing the right thing to begin with, and then you don't have to worry about the whole kind of mind jarring conundrum of what's already happened and what's already predestined.
And if he's predestined you, that means he's called you. So respond to the call.
Yeah.
Don't ignore it. Don't choose wrong.
Don't
rebel against it.
That's right.
Yeah. And don't make him have to try to bring you in kicking and screaming.
That's right. Yeah. Because he won't force you. He won't force anybody.
That's right.
Yep.
Oh, good one. Okay. So once again, that was Romans.
That was Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 30.
Oh, good. Okay, got it. All right. Well, speaking of all that, segment one brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping you to get rapture ready so you'll know which side you're going to be on, and you can be assured of that. And you can go to JesusAppears.com to learn more. And we'll be back right after these messages. Stay right there, Patriots.
No mess, everything, you can do all you want, but you know, you still need help from the boss. We need help from the boss. That's what happened. We need help. Yeah, we need help. It's all right to say. Now, they'll criticize me for that. How dare he say that? How dare he say that? No, I'll say it. Somebody said to me the other day, you're the most famous person in the world by far. I said, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. He said, yes, you are. I said, no. I said, who's more famous? I said, Jesus Christ.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from Spokane, Washington on AM 630 and also on FM 96.5. And of course, there's our archive shows available to you at radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com. And you can click on the link there to get to that through radiofreeredoubt.com and the listen to RFR page. While you're there, check out the donate to RFR and learn the ways that you can help support us. We do have PayPal, but we also have an alternative Cash App. And we're looking for some others, and of course, our PO box. So. Oh, and I looked into it, and sure enough, you can set up recurring payments with Cash App as well. And it's really super easy and quick to set up. But like we said, $5, $10, $20 a month, $50 a month, anything, you know, that doesn't put you in hardship, but you're able to contribute, all of that adds up and it really helps us out because we're listener supported. So, all right, Lady Liberty, we've got a whole bunch of stuff as usual lined up here.
That's right. And to wrap up such a phenomenal week, we wanted to start off with, the final day for the Durham file, right? And so this clip that we have here from Hillary Clinton really points out the fact that after she lied and concocted the whole idea that Russia was the one that was behind Trump's win, she mentioned something staggering right here. And this is back in 2019.
Oh, it was right after the Steele dossier thing that she helped fabricate.
Right. And so what she describes as what they should do in response to this thing that she invented, my gosh, it's crazy. Listen to what she has to say.
You know, the only other adversary of ours who's anywhere near as good as the Russians is China. So why should Russia have all the fun? And since Russia is clearly backing Republicans, why don't we ask China to back us?
I hereby tonight ask China.
That's right. And not only that, China, if you're listening, why don't you get Trump's tax returns? I'm sure our media would richly reward you.
Wow. So there's someone who thinks that she should be president of the United States calling on a sworn enemy of the United States to help the Democrats win while she's responding to the ostensible Russian support of Republicans, which is the reason why she lost, because it's not her fault, right? It has to be somebody else's fault, and it has to be Russian collusion. And she's basing this off of the Steele dossier, which she was part of orchestrating.
She created.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
This is like...
You talk about psychopath.
All of these people remind me of those who lived and worked in the Capitol in the Hunger Games.
Right. Yes.
I mean, this is the level of the threat. It was so over the top in that movie, the way they portrayed those people. It's almost like caricature of, you know, just flamboyant, you know, people that are so out of touch with reality in their own little world with their spin and their lies. But that's the reality of Washington, D.C. and the deep state.
Absolutely. And then
unreal.
And then plus the fact that then we see Joe Biden, who is completely backed and bought and paid for by China, right?
Right.
So what an interesting concept that she brings that up and almost pretty much gives herself away as to the treason that she is delving into with China already at that point.
Calling for more treason to align with China.
Right, exactly. As if the whole Russian thing were true. And as if that would be okay then if he did it, that they could then do it with China. I mean, that's like saying, well, if they committed treason, then we can commit treason also, and we're all good.
Right. But the treason that they're accusing Trump of...
Never happened.
They fabricated.
I mean,
never happened.
It doesn't get any crazier than that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we also wanted to point out the fact that everything that happened because of what she did, and they all knew that Trump was innocent, like mm-hmm. we described in the clip yesterday from CPAC, they all knew, and they went ahead anyway. And the media is absolutely complicit
yes,
in this treasonous crime.
Yes, they are. They are just as guilty of the treason, because many of them knew the facts as well.
That's right.
I mean, they were in on it.
And right, and so did the intelligence. The whole intelligence community. Listen
absolutely.
To this clip, because you're going to hear everybody from the then acting CIA director to the National Intelligence Director to Maxine Waters to Adam Schiff. You've got, the whole media. You've got CNN, MSNBC. Listen to these absolutely outrageous, treasonous statements.
Yep, they're all in on it.
Yep.
an agent of the Russians?
Yes, I think there's more evidence than it is. Yes, and I think all the arrows point in that direction, and I haven't seen a single piece of evidence that he's not.
I think he's afraid of the president of Russia.
Why?
Well, I think one can speculate as to why, that the Russians may have something on him personally, that they could always roll out and make his life more difficult.
This past weekend is illustrative of what a great case officer Vladimir Putin is. He knows how to handle an asset, and that's what he's doing with the president.
The American people need to know whether the Russians still have something they can hold over the president's head, the president of the United States. So our work is far from done. I can certainly say with confidence that there is significant evidence of collusion between the campaign and Russia.
Now, it wasn't just the deep state for years. If you turned on fake news, CNN, MSDNC, it was all lies 24/7. Take a look.
Based on our own reporting and word from numerous official sources, the dossier, in fact, is far from bogus.
No major thing from the dossier has been conclusively disproven.
We already know that the part about the coverage that they have on him with sex actions is supposed to be true.
The intelligence community has corroborated, whoever paid for it, has corroborated a lot of the information that was in there to begin with.
Correct. There are actually substantial portions of what was in the Steele dossier, which was a raw intelligence document, that have indeed checked out.
You know, I think we're going to actually have to stop calling it the infamous dossier.
Mm-hmm.
Increasingly, right. It's the accurate dossier. Increasingly, it's the damning dossier.
Not one word has been disproven. In fact, a lot of it turned out to be right on the money.
The dossier, right, which looked sort of out there at first, is getting truer and truer and truer as facts come out.
But some of the substantive content of the dossier we were able to corroborate in our intelligence community assessment.
It hasn't been discredited. In fact, it's been the opposite. It's been corroborated.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Oh, okay.
You ask your intel community. Your intel community has corroborated all of the details in there. The meetings.
All the details. Not all the details.
Hold on, Congressman. Let's go over it.
Blatant lies corroborated with blatant lies.
Intentional lies.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't get any more horrible than that.
This is orchestrated. This is diabolical. I mean, this
all
is...
All of these people are guilty of treason.
Yep. And our intelligence community corroborating
yes.
what was in it.
So,
and they were in on it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And this Durham report exposes all of that.
That's
and now
right.
heads are going to roll.
No kidding. Oh my gosh. And so, well, moving right along quickly to the next clip, we've got Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has just fantastic news. Listen to this clip.
Biden has blatantly violated his constitutional duty, and he is a direct threat to our national security. Therefore, Joseph Robinette Biden is unfit to serve as the President of the United States and must be impeached. Out in the real world, where American taxpayers live, employees are fired when they are corrupt or aren't adequately serving their employer or purposely destroying a company. In this case, the employer is the American people because they pay the salaries of everyone in the federal government. The Constitution outlines a very simple process to fire the corrupt officials serving in the federal government, impeachment. Matthew Graves, Christopher Wray, Merrick Garland, Alejandro Mayorkas, and Joe Biden are all corrupt and unfit to hold office, and they all must be impeached. This concludes impeachment week.
That's awesome.
Oh
so,
my gosh.
So now it comes down to the prosecutions and who's going to do it. Well, Senator Ron Johnson answers that question.
Yes, exactly. So here comes the teeth. Whoopee!
You have been one of the few people that fought, even against Republicans, you're fighting against Republicans too. You are fighting the Uniparty and you're exposing an enormous amount. And I think that Americans have had a belly full of the Uniparty like sitting back and being flaccid and fat and like not doing anything. And they've seen all the evidence against the Bidens. Would you be in favor of like a regional style prosecution against the Bidens from like a Republican DA?
Oh, absolutely. Listen, I think right now with Biden in the White House, our best source of pushing back, well, first of all, recapturing the House was key. We've kind of stopped his agenda in its tracks. But Republican attorneys general, they need to sue for his lawlessness in terms of how his executive orders that are contrary to the Constitution or contrary to law. I think Republican DAs in the proper jurisdiction, if they can justify, again, not like Anthony, is it Bragg? Is it Anthony Bragg? Whatever, District Attorney Bragg in New York. You know, we don't want to be violating basic legal principles, but the people that have violated basic legal principles are the Bidens, and they should be held accountable.
So how awesome is that? So impeachment week included Joe Biden, Christopher Wray, Matthew Graves, Merrick Garland, and Alejandro Mayorkas. Each of them had articles of impeachment filed against them. That is outstanding. I'd have to say that's getting our money's worth.
That's a good start.
Yeah, that's the good start. And to follow up with Republican DAs that are going to prosecute. And not only that, one last thing here. Breaking news. FBI whistleblower testifies under oath that the FBI won't allow 11,000 plus hours of J6 footage to be released because it would expose undercover agents committing crimes inside the Capitol.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I think that's the same one, the same whistleblower, maybe it's a different one that this, you know, he said, if you choose to become a whistleblower, they're going to crush you. They're going to destroy you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you have to be absolutely resolute on what side of this you're going to be on and buckle down. But we need people to do the right thing.
That's right, because the whistleblower FBI agents who came forward claiming that the politicized rot was destroying the agency from within have now been suspended and had their security clearances pulled.
That's right. Well, guys, you have a blessed and a safe weekend and a restful weekend. And join us Monday morning at 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute.
And thank you, Father, for answering our prayers and getting the ball rolling in the right direction. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.